Hello, and thank you for joining us. We are now more than a year into the pandemic, and we have not been able to enjoy any sports, concerts, and other cultural events, as mass gatherings have been banned in most countries. Today, the medical journal Lancet Infectious Diseases is publishing a paper on a music event that took place in Barcelona in December 2020, which offers hope that we can gradually return to enjoying mass gatherings. To explain what this means for the reopening of society and what else we learned from this study is Professor Rosanna Peeling from the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine and Director of the International Diagnostic Center, and Dr. Noah Fongwin, a Clinical Research Fellow at the London School and Head of the Africa CDC Innovation Hub. So what are the key preventative measures that organizers used to ensure a safe environment for this event?
The organizers designed the event with three key preventive measures. Before entry, participants were monitored for temperature and symptoms, and nasal swabs were collected from them for rapid antigen testing. And only those who were negative with the test were allowed to be randomized to either enter into the event or not. The group that was not allowed into the venue acted as the control group. Secondly, the venue has been checked to have adequate ventilation, and also the doors and the windows were open to allow additional airflow. And then thirdly, at the event, everyone had to wear an N95 mask at all times, and this is monitored by the study. Other than that, all the participants can sing and dance as they wish with no mandate for any physical distancing.
We know from previous studies that singing can increase the risk of transmission, especially in an indoor event, due to increased aerosolization of the virus if anyone in the venue is infected. How did the organizers know that no transmission took place during this gathering?
So, 8 days post the event, all participants were tested again. And what they found was that in the group that entered into the event, there were no positive results at all from the testing. But in the control group, which were not allowed to enter the event, but went back into the community, there were two positive results in this control group, which actually reflects the rate of infection in the city of Barcelona at the time.
What is the importance of this study?
This study provided much needed evidence for how these events should be organized. It is difficult to develop policy during a pandemic because we do not have the luxury of time and sometimes resources to conduct studies to provide evidence for policy. Although it is possible to predict risk through modeling, we still need studies to demonstrate which intervention or combinations of interventions are effective in real life settings. Randomized controlled trials can give us higher quality of evidence of effectiveness than observational studies.
What are some of the limitations of the study?
We're not sure if an N95 mask mandate is as a preventive measure can be replicated elsewhere, especially for gatherings of a large number of participants. Also, testing on the day of the event and post-event testing may be very challenging to carry out if the event involves a large number of people or if the participants come from outside the community, outside the city, or outside of the country.
The event happened in December 2020 and it has taken almost 6 months for this to be published. The pandemic is evolving quickly. Is there a danger that the findings of the study are now irrelevant when we have vaccines and variants of concern?
Certainly, having more people vaccinated would help lower the risk of transmission. But having various variants of concern among the study participants may actually increase the risk of transmission if the tests fail to detect any of these variants of concern. So organizers need to make sure that the rapid tests they use can pick up all the different variants of concern that have been identified by WHO. Now, it would have been ideal if this evidence could have been widely shared earlier to allow replication of this study, or for us to be able to generate more hypotheses for refining the combinations of interventions that can be used as evidence for policy around mass gatherings.
Would evidence from this study be helpful for countries in Africa to organize mass gatherings for lives to start to return to normal there?
This study highlights the importance of rapid antigen testing in ensuring safe environments in combination with face masks and ventilation. In Africa, where the vaccine uptake is low, there is need to scale up antigen testing while using other interventions to safely organize mass gatherings. More research is needed to determine if homemade masks will also be effective.
The uptake of rapid antigen tests in screening asymptomatic populations has been slow in many countries. What is the situation in Africa?
The Africa CDC interim guidance on the use of antigen testing was published on the 16th of December, 2020. Since then, the uptake of antigen testing has been variable across Africa. In countries like Cameroon, antigen testing is widely used at ports of entry, nationwide in schools, and integrated in the clinical pathway to supplement molecular testing. While other countries have limited the use of antigen testing to ports of entry only on arrival, this study raises more questions for operational research to be done to help us with gradually having interventions to safely organize mass gatherings, such as religious gatherings, cultural and sports events.
Recently, the Director General of the WHO said testing can allow governments to save lives and livelihoods. This study is a good example of how we can use rapid tests to save those livelihoods. I want to thank Dr. Fongwen and Professor Peeling for helping us better understand the implications of this study. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.